Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Gender Reflection. For this file, it helps if you will be uninterrupted and have some time to spare, because we're going to make you into the other gender and keep you the same at the same time. This file is intended to help you accepting and playing with yourself in various ways, with your femininity and your masculinity, both parts of you accepted and enjoyed. Are you ready? Good. Let's begin. Close your eyes. Now, imagine that you're sitting in front of a mirror. A nice, full-length mirror that reaches all the way from the ceiling all the way down to the ground. And you are sitting in front of it. Now, because your eyes are closed, you can't see the mirror yet. It will take some imagination to imagine yourself sitting in front of that mirror. And I want you to try. As you listen to my voice, I want you to try and imagine seeing yourself in that mirror. Even though your eyes are closed, you can imagine yourself, the shape of your face, your body, your arms and legs, all the parts of your body that you are intimately familiar with. And I want you to imagine every little detail. How your hair moves, how your fingers move, how your body sits and lays down, how it is tense and how it is relaxed. And as you imagine it relaxed, as you imagine the figure in the mirror to relax, so do you relax. Because you are watching yourself in the mirror. You are watching yourself relax. So I want you to keep looking. Imagine every single detail about yourself in front of you. Look carefully deep inside yourself. Every shape, every imperfection, and every beautiful piece. And as you look at yourself, try to accept what you see. Just look at yourself as you are, relaxing, just staring at yourself in the mirror, staring back. And the more you look at the person in the mirror, the more relaxed and connected you feel. But that's not all we're doing today. We're not just here for relaxation, because listening to my voice is easy. Listening and just relaxing is something that can happen even when not staring at yourself in the mirror. So there must be something special going on. And as you look at yourself in the mirror, as you keep imagining, filling in every detail, you start to notice changes. There's parts of your mind and body that are more feminine or more masculine. There are parts of your mind and body that are more boy or more girl. As you look at yourself in the mirror, you can see the other physical side of yourself. If you are a boy, you see a girl. If you are a girl, you see a boy. And as you keep staring, it becomes more and more clear The other in the mirror is definitely a little bit different from you. Where her side is soft and gentle, his side is more coarse and strong. Where she feels submissive, he feels more dominant. And as you stare at yourself in the mirror, you can see yourself naked. Both yourself and the other, the man and the woman. But the image is not complete yet. You really have to focus, and the deeper you focus, the more you open up to my words. Look at yourself, at your breasts, at your flat chest. Look at your eyes, the different jawlines, sharper on the man, softer. Feel the movements of your body as you feel both masculine and feminine, as you can feel both parts of you accepted, present. Both sides of the mirror are you. As we've said before, what the other feels, you feel. What you feel, the other feels. So as you look down, you see both parts. As you feel between your legs, you feel both parts. You can feel an entrance between your legs. You can feel how there's openness. But you also feel weight, dangling. And as you look at the mirror, your naked body exposed in both genders, you feel acceptance for both parts in you. And as you look at yourself, naked, exposed, open, submissive, relaxed, you start to feel aroused. It's only yourself you're looking at. There is no shame in staring at yourself. There is definitely no shame in enjoying looking at yourself. And as you look, you lick your lips. And you see the reflection lick their lips too. Or was it they that licked their lips first, and did you only respond? You're not quite sure anymore who is the instigator and who follows. Who is the reflection and who is the original? All you know is that there is a boy, and there is a girl. And they are both you. As you stare, you let your fingers brush over your body. You want to feel the changes. You can feel the shape of your face, the flatness and curves of the chest. And even in feeling, you already sense some differences. Some fingers are more slender, more soft. The others slightly more rough and strong, but they are undeniably both you. They are both parts of you. You look into the mirror, looking back. Who is the reflection? Who is the original? And as you touch, you start to feel more aroused. and you can see the arousal in your reflection. You can see nipples stiffening. You can see something between the legs stirring. Your legs, your nipples. And when you look better, you can even see a hint of dampness between the legs of her, of you. The reflection or the original, which are you? It no longer matters as you start to slowly touch yourself. As you start to touch yourself, you can feel yourself embracing the other side. You can feel fingers sliding slowly over your slit. You can feel your hand moving gently over the length of your shaft. The movements feel natural and wonderful. You can feel the arousal of your hardness in your hand. You can feel the arousal of the wetness against your fingertips. Back and forth, both hands move. The reflection and the original, but which is which? The man and woman. Identical except for their gender, embracing what they are deep inside. Both getting more and more aroused as they keep staring at each other. The other is moving, so they must move. The other is touching, so they must touch. But are you touching because you're the reflection? Or are you touching because you are the original? Are you in charge or merely following? It no longer matters. You're listening to my words without even thinking. You are focused completely on the reflection. As you touch yourself deeper and deeper, you let your finger caress your clit. You let your hands go back and forth over the shaft. And as your fingers move down to caress your labia, you also feel your balls being caressed. You can see it all happening. You can feel it all happening. The reflection is you, and you are the reflection of man and woman. Hardness and wetness. Arousal. Both. But is there an instigator, or is there just a follower? You follow because you must. As your reflection touches, so must you, because the reflection cannot touch without you touching. And you touch more and more. You follow more and more. And without even realizing it, you shimmy closer to the mirror. You go closer and closer, and you're hoping that you're allowed to touch the other. With one hand between your legs, sliding, moving. With fingers touching the hardness of the shaft. The wetness of the folds. The other hand touches the mirror, but there is no glass. You can feel the warm touch of other fingers. You grab the hand and feel them close. You feel the reflection holding you, you holding the reflection. Who is following? Who is leading? You've lost the world. All you care about is touching and being touched. And slowly your hand moves to the other one. Your hand moves to touch his cock, her pussy. You touch each other and you let go of yourself. You focus so completely on touching the other, you can feel the other's hand moving between your legs. It feels amazing. It feels wonderful. It feels so good. And as your fingers explore them, they explore you. They know exactly what you like, and you know exactly what they like. Man and woman. Sexy and warm, fully accepting of the situation. And you can feel your fingers getting wet. You can feel your fingers rubbing the hardness. You can feel the heat beneath your fingertips. Both him and her are aroused. Both of you are deeply aroused, and this arousal just intensifies as you touch each other. You want more and more. You are both naked, and you pull yourselves closer. Your bodies touch, and it's almost electric. You caress each other over your backs, your chests pressed together. Your breasts versus his chest. Your cock against her pussy. You can feel so close in an embrace, so impossibly close. You cannot stop touching. You cannot stop feeling. The reflection is you. You are the reflection. It feels amazing. It feels so intense. You want to let him in. You want to take her. You feel your reflection joining you. His cock sliding in her pussy. Your shaft sliding in your sheath. And you move your hips, both in and out, both penetrating and penetrated. You feel so intense as you feel both sides. You can feel your velvet folds gripping him. You can feel your hardness penetrating her. You feel it all. Your fingernails dig in each other's backs. It feels intensely good. It feels amazing. You are completely connected. One cannot come without the other. You are both reflections, you are both following. You are lost to the pleasure, you have no choice but to obey. It feels so good. Every movement seems to take you higher. Every movement seems to take you further. You accept who you are, both sides. You are a man, you are a woman, you are a girl. You are a boy, and you are fucking deeply. You can feel the penetration. You can feel your hips moving as you go deeper and deeper. And it feels so good. It feels so amazing. And you know that when you orgasm, you're going to melt together again, becoming one, and be so deep. So incredibly deep that you have no thoughts. Because all you can think about is reaching that peak, surfing that wave of pleasure, going deeper, going further. You're so close. 10, you're edging already. 9, you can feel his cock. 8, you can feel her heat. 7, you can move so deep. 6, so good. 5, you are so close. 4, completely connected. 3, deep inside. 2, it feels impossibly good. 1, you are the reflection. Come. And as you empty yourself into you, you become empty into you. As you let yourself go, you melt together back into one, completely accepting of both parts, enjoying both parts. And in a moment, I'm going to wake you, and you'll remember every little detail, the smell of your own skin, the sweat on your own back, the hardness and wetness, everything. There is nothing that escapes your memory right now. This was so beautiful and intense that you cannot help but remember. And when I count up, you will awaken again, complete as yourself. Happy, refreshed, and strong, because you are accepting of your sexuality, of who you are in all parts of yourself. One, slowly rising. Two, becoming more aware. Three, four, fluttering with your eyes. Five, six, almost awake. Seven, eight, nine, and 10, wake, refreshed, and remember.